We'll have details after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. The Champaign County Nursing Home Board meets tonight to consider whether to hire a consulting firm to either advise the financially troubled nursing home or to manage it. The latter agreement with Management Performance Associates would be similar to one Champaign County Board rejected last year. Under its terms, Nursing Home Administrator Andrew Buffenbarger would be an employee of MPA rather than the county. Nursing Home Board Chairman Charles Lansford says a majority on the board are impressed by MPA's success in helping troubled county nursing homes elsewhere in Illinois. But skeptics, like board member Jason Hirschbrunner, say they need to see more specifics about what the firm would do for Champaign County. The county board will have the final say on any contract. Board members also have another nursing home decision on their agenda this Thursday. They'll vote on whether to lend another $592,000. Officials believe that's enough money to see the nursing home through the fiscal year that ends November 30th. Local business groups in Mattoon say the Future Gen project will go ahead as planned. Angela Griffin is the president of the economic development group Coals Together. She says all preparations necessary to build the $1.8 billion low-emission coal plant are on schedule. And she says this Thursday, geological experts will conduct a seismological survey, and plans to purchase the land for the project are well underway. Last Friday, the U.S. Department of Energy formally terminated Future Gen, arguing it would be too expensive. But Griffin says she expected the DOE to drop out, and she's confident that the next administration will support Future Gen.
McCain and Obama both support clean coal technology. They both support this technology. They both are sophisticated enough and understand and had said that their energy policy is a portfolio. They understand that there has to be a mix, and alternative fuels are part of that, and alternative energy sources. So I think that we have a very sophisticated administration coming in, whichever way it goes.
Griffin says the DOE already invested about $40 million into Future Gen before dropping out. She says the state of Illinois and private investors have put in another $10 million and will continue to support the low-emission coal project. Sudden thunderstorms packing hail and 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts caused another round of damage to parts of central and northern Illinois yesterday through this morning. Reports of damage from the front included front roof damage and tree limbs down in Seymour, Sidney, Hoopston, and the McLean County towns of Colfax and in Hudson, where a limb fell at a cookout and caused a minor injury. Almost 250 ComEd crews are working to restore service to about 25,000 customers that are still without power after a morning front. About 140,000 customers were affected in all by early morning storms that blew across northern Illinois. The city of Chicago and its near west suburbs were among the hardest hit by lightning and 65-mile-an-hour winds. The city of Urbana is putting together a commission and a city staff member to develop public arts projects. But Alderwoman Danielle Chenoweth says the city's arts budget needs one more item, money set aside to fund art projects. Chenoweth will try to get that money added to the next city budget at tonight's city council meeting. She proposes funding public arts grants in next year's budget with $76,000 in city TIF funds.
That's $2 per capita for arts programming, and I think that that's the minimum that we as a progressive community should be funding, and that puts us medium to low in comparison with our neighbors for what we do in terms of funding for the arts.
That's how Chenoweth made the argument last Monday at a committee of the whole meeting, but not everyone agrees, notably Urbana Mayor Laurel Prussing. Her proposal would have any grants for artists paid for with private donations and money raised at local arts events. At that meeting, Prussing said the money budgeted for a public arts coordinator will go a long way toward getting money for arts project grants.
But if you're spending to try to get art into the city, I think that you have to look at the results. And I don't believe that we have to go out and buy everything and have it all be bought in the first year.
But Chenoweth says a public arts program without any money set aside for funding art doesn't live up to its name. She'll try to get the funding put in the budget tonight. It'll be her last chance as the council's scheduled to vote on a final budget plan in tonight's meeting. The Illinois Bureau of Tourism is reaching out to a more diverse population. Jenna Dooley has that story.
The Tourism Bureau has updated its annual Soul of Illinois guidebook. The guide directs tourists to spots which highlight African-American history in Illinois. Jane Costner is the Deputy Director of Tourism for Illinois. She says it's a very popular book with some very popular sites.
Underground Railroad is very huge, especially over in Jacksonville. They have some very prominent sites that they do tours of. Bronzeville up in Chicago, which is a beautiful neighborhood that has wonderful art galleries and a rich history of actually a very middle-class African-American community that now is also coming back.
The Department of Tourism is also launching a Spanish language website. Despite these promotions, state tourism advertisers still say their main target is upper-income women over the age of 35. I'm Jenna Dooley.
Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL weather is made possible in part by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 8:35, and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, some sunshine, but we do have rising waters still on some rivers around us. Champaign-Urbana, though, seems to be halfway decent shape right now.
Yeah, if anything, we're going to have to start watering out there. That's going to be a rare occurrence in the Midwest here.
Yeah, that's odd, given what's all around us.
Exactly. And as far as the flooding goes, first of all, just about every major river in the two-state area is under a flood warning. And in some cases, the crest of these rivers will not